The funds for the building would come from back taxes Blue Cross Blue Shield was required to pay the state when it converted from a nonprofit to a profit-making insurance company. Guidelines for the fund say it should be used to promote public health. A draft 5-year plan for the fund earmarks more than $50 million to build a new research center to promote new discoveries in everything from Alzheimer's disease to gene therapy. But Darcy Haber of the group Wisconsin Citizen Action says the money could be better used to help the uninsured.
People are crying out from all over to make sure that we expand access to insurance, and it seems, and we don't have enough funds to do it all because we have a huge budget deficit. So in the wake of that, it just seems like a travesty to take hundreds of millions of dollars, or even the $70 million that just for the building, and spend it on a building that would have been built anyway.
The medical college argues the new research center does fit the Blue Cross Blue Shield Fund guidelines, and the discoveries there would promote public health. But Haber says other states have used the fund as seed money to promote the creation of a universal health care system, and she'd like to see Wisconsin do the same. An oversight committee charged with approving a plan for the use of the fund meets tonight. No final decisions have been made yet. A spokesperson for the committee says it will review Citizen Action's comments before voting on the plan. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.